name is Jude once again, and our next conversation is all about power. Political power in particular. That's what we're going to be looking at this morning. Now, 10 minutes gone past 10 o'clock, and a few days ago, President Muhammadu Buhari warned that if his party, that would be the All Progressives Congress, APC, some regard that as a very interesting place with strange beds and even stranger bedfellows. Anyway, moving away from that, okay? It says, if the APC does not settle its disagreements before its convention, the opposition party, the major one, that will be the People's Democratic Party, PDP, will take over in 2023. And for us this morning, that particular line is where our conversation is hinged upon. Last week, I did read a quote about what true leadership and power should be. Now, at the middle of that particular quote was a very powerful line. And that is, every leader is a servant at one point in time. Not to be insightful or instigation or instigating any form of reaction, but ask yourself this question. How many of us, how many of you in this state, how many of you in Edo State, in Bayelsa, or those who are up north in Zamfara, in Jigawa, if you're listening to us via the media, these online platforms, how many of you can readily walk to your government house, knock at the door, or go to your local government council, knock at the gate and say, I would like to speak to my local government chairman, there's something on my mind I'm not particularly pleased with. How many of you can do that? But we're in a world where there are so many examples of how that kind of system truly works. Not going to go to America, not going to go to the UK, not going to go to France and Germany. No, but there are so many other countries on this planet that we can make reference to how these things can actually work. And often do work. It's not a utopia. No, no, no. It would be foolhardy for anybody to listen to us and think we're trying to promulgate a sense of utopia. No, that's not it. We're talking about ready access to these people in power. Now, to make this even more interesting, I will make a comment about the U.S. Now, in the U.S., you have a lot of people, a good number of people, who are decently, you know, comfortable, rich, as you would say. In fact, I got to see one quote, one stat a while ago, that after the Bill Clinton Bill Clinton presidency down to Barack Obama's presidency, with the recessions and progressions they had made, there were more millionaires in the U.S. as at 2015, there were more millionaires in the U.S. as of 2015 than there had ever been in the history of that particular country. More millionaires. The same thing can be said of China. Imagine a population of 1 billion. Now, imagine that population, right, about 10 to, depending on where you read your stats, between 10 to about 25% of the Chinese population, right, just about 10%, right, are millionaires in dollars. That means there's about $1 million in the bank account somewhere, about 10%. Let's use 10% for this conversation. So that means 100 million people have $1 million kept somewhere. Right? Once again, if you were to go by the statistics, and there's so many of them being banded about around these days. But in all of this, how many people do you think vie for political positions? Whether it's in the UK, in Germany, in France, in America, in Canada. So, what exactly is making a lot of people these days in Nigeria trying to hustle, trying to tussle to get into political positions? Barack Obama started his presidency, he had a lot of dark hair, looking prim and sharp. 8 months down the line into his first tenure, Barack Obama started to gray. 8 months. Just 8 months, not up to a year, he started to gray. But a lot of people are seemingly hell-bent on getting into political positions in this country. If these men are truly there to serve, you have to ask the question, do they really have the mindset of a servant? Do they have the modicum of servitude to offer to the general populace? Because this comment sparks off a whole type of conversation that if the APC does not settle its agreements, its disagreements before the convention, the opposing PDP will take over in 2023. What is wrong with the PDP, with the AGG, the YNN, the ZZP, the ZFX, the MSI, the WOWOWO? What's wrong with any of these other people taking over in 2023? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with the notion of somebody else coming to serve? How can political positions be made less attractive? It's our conversation this hour. My name is Jude. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. And then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Management 3.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Welcome, please.
Yes. The reason why in America, in Germany, and United States, people are busy doing their businesses, making millions and billions and trillions of dollars, is because this country, the citizens, are hardworking citizens. Then let me come to Nigeria. Why politics is a do or die? It's a do or die affair in Nigeria. And why every person struggles to acquire one political position or the other in Nigeria is that the pattern of Nigerian politics is a business of lazy people. So immediately it is time for election, those that would like to win and impose their will and wickedness on others will now begin to move to canvass for one position or the other. But businessmen like importers and exporters in this country, they don't care because they make their money. They don't struggle to make their money. They don't kill and cheat people to make their money. So the reason why there is a serious struggle here is because people are idle. There are millions of jobless people. So they struggle to see whether they will make that position so that they will use it to embezzle and steal and to loot money either from the state or local government or from the national level. That is why the leader is now crying and telling them that they should do their best so that the opposition party will not take the position. Thank you and God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. Management 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Good morning. Please turn off your radio set, please.
Okay.
Good morning.
My brother, the question you asked of the radio is the answer is not perfect. The problem we have in Nigeria is the issue of corruption.
Is it?
I was thinking that the present government who came up to say they are coming to fight corruption would have fought corruption to a standstill. And of course, if you say you're coming to do something, you must start by you from yourself. You clean yourself so that the other people, the public, will see you. When you start descending on them, they will know that, yeah, you are a serious person. But when you have not cleaned yourself and you say you want to fight others, then they will fight back. So the position in Nigeria, political position in Nigeria, is attractive because people feel that that's the easiest way to make money. And that is it. Nobody wants to do it. Everybody wants to be a politician. I want to be this. I want to be that. Because you see that those who have come there, they have access all over the world, all over the country, all over the state. Besides, our taxing system is so bad. If we are taxing people based on what you have, I don't think that the crazy to go into position to vote everywhere would be there. The people will be careful what they are. When they are going for political position, the situation where a senator will have us in Port Harcourt, he has in Lagos, he has in Abuja, he has everywhere, and government does not tax.
Yeah, but
he has the most expensive car. He lives in he lives in the DRS. He's not paying anything. So if we are able to check corruption in our system, people will not be hungry to go in there to go and occupy position. People will be busy trying to make money. And of course, before you even go there, you would have discovered that people who will go into position would have been people who are well-made. And they just want to go and serve the people. But here you see a hungry man who wants to become a chairman, wants to become a governor, wants to become president. That's the problem.
But you know, in that same vein, you know, it's not just about the financial benefits, you know, that it makes people either go or not there into politics. I'll give you a very clear example. You know, in the American system, for example, you know, there are some people who really want to become senators, mayors, and things like that. And yes, you hear that their salaries are not particularly jumbo, but the reason why they go there is because there are perks to those positions. It's a position of power. On authority. Imagine having your inauguration ceremony watched by nearly a billion people. Yes, that's how many people got to watch the last inauguration of the presidency of the president of the United States, talking about Joe Biden. Over a billion people worldwide, people got to see that. There is a power to it. There may not be, you know, financial reward in the high numbers, but there is. I'm not quite sure people know. Manchima 3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Jude, I greet you.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Engineer Lumba.
Welcome.
You see what I want to say about political party and everything you are reading about? What Buhari said for his New Year message or the interview they do, it is true. If one refuses to lack, two will lack. And it does not stop there. Because when they come like this and make statements, many people swallow it like that. We don't swallow things like that. APC can be voted out, whether they settle their matter or not. Because if you look at this APC coming on board, what they bring here is hardship. So even if they settle their matter, that doesn't guarantee that they are going to be there because they settle their matter. If they lie, then they settle their matter, they are going away. If they didn't go away, what we are suffering now is going to come. Because since they came, they have been punishing people in different ways. All this the other political party are mentioning, those who don't have what it takes to be, they're just existing there to collect that money where they give people. That's what they're existing for. So for these two political parties, and the hypocrisy in Nigeria will never allow them to know very well that they have only two political parties. To better they maintain that two political parties and pitch their tent, they are be able to organize their country way. They prefer to have a porous country than to have countries that are coordinated.
So how bad, that's the thing. How do we now make these positions less attractive? You know, on average, you get to hear people talk about, you know, they want to get into a political position in other countries. They may be wealthy. You know, some lawyers have ventured into politics, become mayors and, you know, become, you know, governors or, you know, become councilmen, councillors, even senators. You know, virtually anybody who, you know, is a great public speaker and, you know, can hold sway way can rise up to become a senator of any county or whatever in the US. It's not impossible. But the question is, why does it seem as though that we have that, I must hold on to this power more than ever? Whether you like it or not, right? At some point in time, people may not be satisfied with your performances. We've seen in the US, representatives called for, just recently, called back, recalled by the constituent. The man said, I want to stand for honesty and justice. I don't like what I heard the former president say, ABC. The people in his village said, my brother, we don't want you. Since you decide to go against the person that we like, we'll go against you. And decided to have the process of recall. It can happen. It does happen. But over here, it's not so much of the case. I got to see a video. Let me share this with you very quickly. I got to see a video. I don't understand Igbo. My Igbo was very limited. And the young man was apparently, in the report, was criticizing the representative. This was in Imo State, right? And the older gentleman, who was the politician, was visibly upset. In fact, he threw away the garden egg and stuff on the table. Visibly upset. That man was too young. Is probably in his late 60s, if he's too young. Late 60s. But here was a younger person, maybe in his early 30s or mid 30s, criticizing whatever was going on in that local government and said, this man is not performing, we should get somebody else. But this is somebody who is, according to my late uncle, who is closer to where he's going to than where he is right now. Why is he so bent on holding on to that local government seat or whatever it was? Why? 9-2-3. Hello, Posako returns.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Good morning, Jude. It is so here because there is no accountability whatsoever. No accountability, really. They do what they like and get away with it. That's Uma sending us that message. If you just join us, our conversation this morning, this hour in particular, is all about political tussle, power to get into or stay relevant in that particular position, political in particular. The president is saying that, hey, look, his party, the APC, should solve its internal ramblings, all right? Because if they don't, you know, the PDP will take over in 2023. And I'm asking, what's wrong with the PDP or the AYP, the AGP, the YYN, the KUKUKU? What is wrong with other parties, other institutions coming up and rendering their services to Nigerians? Or is it that they don't render services anymore? Not quite sure. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. That is for WhatsApp. Let's get to hear from you. 923. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah. Mr. Zion, good morning.
Good morning.
The truth is they no longer render services. That is why you hear such comments. If it's in South Korea, when Mr. President makes such a comment, he wouldn't do that. If it is in Russia, will he make such comments? No. He everything in the nation of Bhutan, will you make such a comment? No. The truth is this, because in those nations, the citizens are highly politically educated. They are conscious about politics. They understand the intricate to serve or to have a political office. In some countries, they virtually beg people to come and be their representatives. So we beg them, are they come? If it's your family's turn, we are begging you. Sorry, I'm not coming. Do you know why? Because the person is afraid of certain factors. If I don't deliver, I may be going to jail. You understand? If I'm not accountable with just these people, because you might, it might not be your office that might be corrupt, but it might be one or two signatures you are paying somewhere else that will indict you. Look at one of those prime ministers in South Korea. She went to jail. Why? They said, because look, your relationship with your friend is always, as in, it is not part of our constitution. You and your friend are too close. Your friend is not the president. Because of that, we will impeach you. After impeachment, they sent her to jail because of recent presidential pardon met her. If such thing is happening here in Nigeria, I don't think Mr. President will be courageous to tell the political party members. And this is also a clarion call and a challenge to Nigerians. Wake up and get involved in politics. Wake up, get your PVCs. Get involved into political issues. Don't just only talk on radio. Go to your community, mobilize your people, sensitize your people, conscientize them about the importance of democracy, what you should do and what you should not do. We should not only be talking on radio. Do you have your PVC card? Have you mobilized people? Do you have a polar population? Are you relevant in your polling unit, in your constituency? Who are you? Don't just talk. Get involved and get the system moving.
Right.
Until we get to that point to hold our political leaders accountable and responsible, there is no way out in this country. Mr. Zion.
90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Good morning, Jude. I'm Usi Chima, calling you from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Chima.
Yes, Jude. Thank you very much. Jude, without wasting our time, the essence with which Mr. President made that comment, if you paraphrase the words of the current Minister of Transportation, where he emphatically said that the reason him running politics was lack of employment in Nigeria, that is the problem, Jude. Now, that is why when somebody is given a political office, the person goes to do Thanksgiving. Because he know the word that is going to amass, the humongous word that is going to amass by him attaining such a thing. So, it is not all about the people. It is about what the political office holders are going to gain. That is the reason of the statement of Mr. President. He doesn't want such an office to slide in their hands. It's not about the people. Now, if they are rendering service to the people, Jude, if it is all about service being rendered to the people, I don't think such warning will be coming, you understand, at this time. So, I want to also ask Nigeria, just as Mr. Zion has said, please get involved in politics. Let us see how to be able to enthrone the right leadership. A leader that is going to listen to our yearnings. A leader that is going to attend and, you know, bring our common resources for the betterment of all. That is what Nigeria needs. We don't care about the classes in APC. We don't care about, you know, who becomes what in APC. But what Nigeria needs is the leader who is going to bring the dividends of democracy to Nigeria. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much for your contribution. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Get to read WhatsApp messages now. Good morning. The leaders in power have failed us. They only think of their families, not the people that put them there. Interesting. 9.3, good morning. Oh, dear. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yes, I'm Chris calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Chris.
For me, I want to say that people go into politics for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And one cannot use one man's reason to judge other politicians.
Very true.
Okay. And again, we like saying this thing that the system is so attractive, and that is why people are going there. For me, I think I differ to that idea, okay, because it's a position that must be filled. That is one. And again, if we say it's so attractive, how many governors do we have? Is it not just one governor? If elections start now, maybe five or six people will contest as governor. The same thing to president. Can you use these three or four people in a whole Nigeria as a whole as something being so attractive that everybody is doing? It's a point that somebody must feel, okay, let's say we have a vacancy somewhere now. Check how many people will come here. That place will turn to a stadium. Maybe you need 50 people. But you see 3 million people coming for employment. Position.
Yes.
So what is the attraction there? So for me, it's just a position that must be filled. It does not matter whether the person is going for money or is going to tax or whatever reason. It's just a post that there. And so many people cannot even do it because the risk involved is enough for them. So where is the attraction? So for me, I'm just a position that must be filled.
All right, you. Chris, thank you very much. Hello, 9.3. Good morning, please.
Yes, Mr. Jude, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
My name is Best. I'm calling from Omaha, Mr.
Best. Welcome, Best.
After listening to what Mr. President said, that if the APC government don't put their house in place, the PDP government will take over, I begin to worry. I ask, is this a position of government? Must it be a party something? Why can't you think out of the box? Okay, you're retaining this power because you want to keep ruling. And you're not retaining the power because you want to see how to help these people, how to bring the country out of poverty.
But a lot of them, the
poorest country in the world.
A lot of them say that yes, they are there to serve the people, and they have good plans. For them to have those plans actualized, they have to be within the corridors of power to make those things work. So that's why they have to be there.
It is laughable. Look, in 1983, when Buhari took over, our country was we got down to the extent that we went into what this word I forgot. You know, we went down that period. You know, and okay, now come to think of it. Imagine the state you call. They raised up to how many millions of during their regime. We have millions of people, a lot of people that are wealthy. And it's because of this is as a result of the good governance and the way the president handled the country. Now we are only concentrating on oil. As a president or as a governor, if you're in power, you ask questions. What and what can my state produce?
That's what this government has been talking about, diversification, moving away from oil and things like that. They've been saying this for years. They are working on things like that.
But they've not done anything. Okay, now look at food. Because that's my major concern. We leave the food in the hands of the farmers, in the hands of these people, and we don't give them assistance to take care of this investment. In the market, you see, find out that, okay, now the oil has polluted the whole water. The fishermen, those ones that have poultry, fish ponds, are the ones that you see their fishes in the market. Which of the fish the government is producing? Which of the fowl, which of the poultry are they producing? Mm. You understand? Now, even the exclusive oil that is in the exclusive list, the government are not even producing anything. It is the individuals that are going to steal this oil and the producing it being this bullshit business. You know, the government is not, they are very lazy. They just sit down and expecting all these oil companies in the Niger Delta areas to be making money and they be collecting tax. You have to making the environment enabling is not about sitting down. You understand? There are things you have to put in place. You have to say, okay, fine, this state is producing salt. How do we get this salt in quantum? Okay, this state, the money is good for plant cassava. Okay, let's open hectares of land and plant cassava. And you see food in the market. And in fact, in every aspect, even in land businesses, how many land? I'm only asking this question. Do government have any land that they lease to individuals that pay low cost rent house? No. So if you tax the people too much from the investment or from the business they are making, then the people will keep running less. But if the government gets involved in this business, you find out that the individual will save money, they won't pay more staff, and the government will earn more. Finally, the fire is not the call. Let me make a reference to the shit, the boat business in one water side we heard in the news. A man, the government was handling the affairs of the boat, and an individual brought his own boat. And what happened? The transportation in that area got down. And the government began to, they wanted to fight this man for why bringing his boat to the river. I don't know if you can recall this incident.
Yeah, but it wasn't the government.
The individual are giving because the transport got down from about 1,000 naira to 250 naira. Thank you, my brother.
All right. For that story, it wasn't the government. You know, they had two, you know, rival, unions and things like that. Where are we now? Yes, we are on the messages. The problem is not the citizens, but politicians. They believe that it doesn't matter how a man gets into political power, but the winner takes it all. There's a song like that. What's that? ABBA. Yes, the winner takes it all. Yeah. Management 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
This is Susan Pan from Rema Community.
Welcome.
Why the situation we find ourselves here, politics is more lucrative, is like some of the callers have mentioned. There is one little thing that happened within a period of time, which we have had a conversation this morning. A politician visited a particular community just about last month. And then that politician visited the community. The number of boys that used to follow him, he couldn't find them any longer. It turned out to be a conversation in a bar where we went to the friends. The reason is that some of these boys have found what they have to do for themselves. So that to them, politics is no longer lucrative. Now they have a business that can pay their bills and all have you. Politics are taking a set.
Oh dear. All right, please, if you can, call back. We have just about 3 minutes left on the conversation this morning. If you're just joining us, our conversation basically is how we can get, you know, political positions less attractive to people. Well, not unattractive enough that people don't come and, you know, offer their services to the general public, but not so much that they do so to the detriment of the populace. That's the question. How do we get that fine line? What's wrong with someone getting to power, maybe you don't perform or whatever, and moving away? I can understand that it's a human reaction to feel bad that your item or your position or your money has been taken away from you. However, if there is an agreement that you stay for so time and they say you have to leave, what's wrong with that? What's really wrong with somebody else, you know, coming through and say, okay, you know what, you've done this job for, heck, even businesses, CEOs get changed every now and then. Manchima 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Abdul Jude, let me surprise you this morning. During the 2015 election, promises were made. I will rehabilitate the old refinery. I will build a new one. I will give mass employment to the millions of jobless youth. We will no more be carrying our crude oil to other countries to refine. Everything will be done here. Nationwide, I will put to treated and comfortable water that people will take. Jude, where are those promises now? This government remains 1 year and 4 months. Brother Jude, are you hearing me?
Listen to you. We are paying attention.
But where are those promises? This is to show you, Brother Jude, as a media practitioner and a journalist, that the reason why people run into political system and do all manner of evil to occupy and to acquire those positions is not for them to build this nation, but for them to use that opportunity to steal money, embezzle, and to loot. See, Brother Jude, what somebody that is made a local government chairman today, 10th of January. Let him be on that seat for 3 months and see the jeep that we will buy.
They could have been bought for by the council.
70 to 80 million. See, the current political functionaries now, go around this nation and see the mansions and the skyscrapers and the kingdoms that they have built for themselves.
Kingdoms?
Just as this 8 years now has been wasted and the citizens are suffering. They are into untold hardship and the citizens have no hope for what they are to be tomorrow. There are people since yesterday that have not seen a cup of garri to put inside water and drink. Jude, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we have to go on the break now. How we can get more people in without getting them too comfortable. How we can make the place just right for the right people to come and do the right things. We'll keep asking these questions and hopefully we can get to that point. It's not utopia, but just a better system. I think that's the word, operational word there. A system that actually does what it will do or what it claims to do for the mass public. My name is June.